All right, welcome to Bitpunk FM Unwound. So yeah, today I had my first Nostradrama between Wave Lake and some of the Value for Value people. And I feel like I was kind of in the middle of it, as I'll explain. So I just want to talk. Here's the deal. I wanted to make cassettes. I actually hate streaming music, to be honest. I really dislike it, whether it's Value for Value or on Wavelake. I want to listen to freaking music on a cassette or a CD or a record. It drives me absolutely insane to listen to something on my phone. I'm trying to use my phone less. I hate that I have to use my phone. I don't even want to use my computer to listen to music. I'm using the computer now to record a podcast. I open a computer and I feel like I have to do email. There's some whatever, all this other stuff I have to do. I don't want to use computers. I have a Tascam 424. I got a keyboard synthesizer. Now I have an analog drum kit and I have a stack of cassette racks here. I want to get away from computers. So that's where I'm coming from this. The only reason I'm in this podcast world is because someone pointed out to me the fact that not everyone has a cassette player anymore. And I was like, damn, they're got a point. How they're going to listen to this cool tape zine that I'm making? And they're like, well, you could really release it as a podcast. And I was like, oh yeah, sweet. I can do it as a podcast. I can do all this Value for Value stuff. I can add chapters. I can add artwork. I can have splits go out to the artists that submit music that would otherwise be on a cassette. So that if someone listens digitally, they can zap it, they can boost it, and it'll go to the artist. So I was like, well, if I'm going to do a podcast, I might as well go all in and do it this way. And so the podcast was born. I looked up a bunch of self-hosting options, came up with the idea I used to cast a pod. It is running from my basement. And because I was going to join some sort of podcasting hosting platform or use DigitalOcean. And a friend of mine was like, dude, you're doing a zine. You really want that on someone else's computer? And as a hardware hacker, someone who has recovered Bitcoin from my hardware wallet when that's not supposed to happen, I fully appreciate having your own hardware. So I was like, damn, you're right. I got to do this the most, self-hosted way. Okay. So that's what I decided to do. And then I made Bitpunk FM Unwound to explain all the things that I'm trying to do with podcasting 2.0 and just to document how I'm feeling, how things are going, what worked, what didn't, because it was a lot harder than it made it sound. And so what happened today, there was a, so basically the previous episode I was talking about value time splits. I was saying it's hard for me to calculate the right GUIDs. It was, hard to get the URL. I messed up the URL. I messed it all up in XML. And then Fountain, when I uploaded the podcast, and then Fountain ignored the value time splits and then went back to the default splits for the podcast. And on Fountain, at least, the artist cannot be zapped for their songs because Fountain doesn't seem to be updating the splits. On Podcast Guru, it's all working fine. So I don't know. So I think I fixed the XML feed, but it's still not working in a Fountain player. So that's just what is going on. So anyway, so I complained about this. Michael, and I'm from Wavelake, and I'm just trying to humanize people because we have basically it's like I will talk about the value for our people and Wavelake, but I think like Wavelake is like four people, right? So Michael from Wavelake was like, oh, I listened to your thing. How do we make this easier? And I was like, well, this is the problem that I had. And I was like, oh, what if we made this little button and you could just copy the template? And I was like, oh yeah, that would help. So they went and did it. I didn't know they were going to do this. They were like, well, they just freaking did it. Okay. I think there's a guy, developer named Josh. He freaking implemented it. And it like completely works. I can look, basically you look at a track on Wavelake, you click share, and then you just copy the thing. And then you got to add the time because they don't know the time. And it's there. And then, so they posted this and DeLorean, and again, I'm not trying to call people out. I'm just trying to humanize people because these are We've got an alto. I feel like the internet, this is the reason I want to make tapes, because the freaking internet has ruined communication. And I have this perspective of being in this middle of it. So I just want to share what happened. So anyway, she got kind of pissed and, was saying there's all these other templates to do, which there are, and why this thing was not needed. And she's very helpful, actually. And I really respect the position she's coming from as someone who's trying to self-host it. She's 5 years, whatever, ahead of me on this self-hosting journey. So I really respect where she's coming from. And, her and some other people, Eric P., Chad Farrow, these guys were like, dude, you got to talk to Stephen B. And this guy had made all these cool tools, really has helped out. Like, everyone's using them. I was like, oh, sweet. Let me check it out. So he's got this tool called the SplitKit. SplitKit will do the value time split. But at the time, SplitKit, and Stephen has since fixed this, but when I tried to do this, you couldn't register with just the email. You could only register with AlbiHub. I don't use AlbiHub. Why don't I use AlbiHub? Because I'm self-hosting a Start9 node. There's a freaking bug, which I've reported over 2 weeks ago to AlbiHub, that I can't install their software onto Start9 because it says with a invalid package. I complained to Start9. Start9 said it's a bug with AlbiHub. AlbiHub is not responsive. I can't install AlbiHub on the freaking Start9 to self-host this thing. Therefore, I can't log in with AlbiHub. Also, as I mentioned, I'm a security engineer. Okay. I mainly do hardware hacking, but I started off doing other software network hacking. Browser extensions are the worst for security. Like, trying to get a security person to run a browser extension, besides the ad blockers I have, is makes me cringe. It reminds me of my Ether wallet days. Like, I don't want to do browser extensions. So AlbiHub, I'm not doing until I can get it installed in Start9, which there's a bug. So I couldn't log into the SplitKit. So then I couldn't use the tool that everyone was saying solved my problem, but I couldn't use it. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just showing you my experience. I couldn't use that tool. So later Steven fixed that. Steven's awesome. Okay. And then he fixed this thing. And I went in to use. So I just tried it today, went in there and I put in the value time splits, and what was super cool is they had a really cool search feature where I could just search for the track and it imported everything. That was honestly super cool. But then the problem is I couldn't export just that snippet. And then in Castapod, which I seem to be the only person using, the SplitKit assumes that you're running a bare XML feed. Okay, I'm doing that for BitPunk FM Live. I'm running just, bare ass Nginx and an XML feed, like God intended, and I'm editing it with Emacs over SSH. The SplitKit would work perfectly there. But on the main podcast, I'm using Castapod. I can't just go underground and swipe out the RSS feed. I can only put in a snippet for some advanced RSS, is what Castapod says, at the podcast level. So therefore, I need just the snippet. And it wasn't clear to me how to just get the snippets. Then I tried to export it, and it's asking me for the feed and stuff. And it's like, what is going on? I just want the snippet. So that's just my experience doing it. So maybe it'll get fixed. Maybe more than likely I'm using it wrong. Okay. But I'm just laying bare my frustrations. And so the only thing I will say, right, about this is that in going through this podcasting journey. First of all, I just want to acknowledge, I get why DeLorean, Sir Spence, I guess it wasn't, I want to actually use people's names because I don't want to, part of the problem is, we're just faceless people. And I think we have more in common than we have differences. So anyway, I actually respect, I like it. Like, everyone is, would just chill. Like, we get it. I mean, there's grievances. I completely understand. Oh yeah. Sir Hate Citizen, right? Totally. He's completely correct. I can't disagree with him. Was talking about how, again, there's obviously some, I've come in this in the middle, so I don't get the whole beef, but, I totally get it. The comment I made was that, look, you guys are out here walking the walk, living the talk, self-hosting everything. And I can understand how you guys are pissed when, you know, people, and I don't even, to be honest, I don't think, I don't know what was that, but I don't think Wavelake is actually saying they're decentralized. Obviously could be wrong, but I feel like what happens is, you know, people associate them with being decentralized because they just how that is spinning. It's more of like the myth of them being decentralized, and people who are self-hosting are like, no, this is not decentralized at all. And so I can understand how that message has gotten ahead of, you know, ahead of your skis, so to speak. And then how these people are pissed. I totally get it. What I'm trying to do is just my experience coming into this is just to document what it's like walking into the this and what it's like. And so far, you know, these last episodes I made are not necessarily positive ones, right? It was frustrating to set up. You know, if I had not just like complained about this, no one would have, you know, pointed me. There was no, I don't know if I like a guide of how to do this. It wasn't clear. This stuff is moving pretty quickly, right? So it's like, you know, it was very frustrating to set up. I screwed it up, resulting in artists not getting the splits, that they still can't get the splits on Fountain. They can on Podcast Guru. So that's, you know, screwed that up for them. You know, and today, which is a very sad day, you know, I felt as someone, you know, basically from my perspective, Michael and team heard me talking about this on a podcast, implemented a feature that they thought would help me. I could have been the only freaking guy who's using this. I don't know if they've asked anybody, but they basically did it. Clearly I was the one asking for it. And then they got shit on, and I felt shit on, as a result. And it was like, guys, I was just trying to get the freaking artist, the split payment correct. Like that's all I was trying to do. I didn't pick that the artist chose Wavelake. That wasn't my decision. You know, I guess I could have not picked their track, but that artist was like, in both cases, both of the artists who submitted something to Bitpunk FM were like, hey, here's our song on Wavelake. You know, it'd be cool if you want to go on Bitpunk FM. I have not yet had anyone submit from like Ellen Beats, all right, or anything else. So I just have, you know, I don't, generally, I don't really ask people. There's a couple of cases where I've asked if they want to submit something, if it's like super cool. But sometimes I'm also open to people being like, hey, I like what you're doing, Bitpunk FM. Here, take this track. And if they're on Wavelake, I'm not going to go ask them to go move to Ellen Beats if they don't want to. So if they're already there, cool. But if they're on Wavelake, they're there. And I'm just trying to support them where they're at. So yeah. So basically today I felt shit on by proxy as just someone who's trying to enter into this. Obviously, you know, it's basically walking in on, you know, divorce parents. And all I would just say is, you know, it's so far not been a super positive experience for me. I'm still going to continue to do this, because I do feel the greater good is there. Like, I want to do self-hosting. I think this is, you know, the way. But the way I kind of see it is like, you know, we as a Bitcoin community, we all kind of grew up with this. Exchanges were like onboarding so many people. Okay. We were all, you know, I've been doing this for a while, right? I've been, you know, I don't really like pulling out these OG cards, right? But like, you know, I've lost more Bitcoin on a hard drive than people probably have. Okay. It's freaking gone. Okay. So, so yeah, so it's like, you know, we've been through this journey. I've seen, you know, people get on exchanges and then people realizing, oh, they can get rug pulled. Let's get on the self custody. And it's a journey. It's a learning experience. If you get somebody, like if I'm trying to run a cult, okay. And I've thought about this, you know, who doesn't want to be a cult leader? If I'm running a cult, I'm not going to go grab a random person and then immediately bring them to my compound where there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on. Okay. I'm going to slowly work them in. Okay. I'm going to, like, you know, put the pamphlets out there. They're going to call the 1-800 number. They're going to talk to me. Someone's going to go talk to them, be like, oh, you know, this is what we believe in, blah, blah, blah. Let them work on it for a couple days, a couple months, we'll go by. Okay. And then when they're ready to see the compound and kind of join the cult, they're already bought in. Okay. You don't take them to the cult right away, right? Because they're going to just be overwhelmed and they're not going to become a cult member. It's the same thing. It's that we're on the same path, right? You know, that happened with exchanges. Like, sometimes beating these guys, unless they've already kind of decided, hey, self-sovereignty, they totally get it and they can jump there. Sometimes people need to go on a journey to get wrecked and realize why it doesn't work. I don't know. With like music, it seems to be the same. I've run in, I'm as someone who's also getting into music, you know, I'm trying to make my own stuff. And it's like, I get the sovereignty stuff, right? So I'm already there. But like, you know, there's also musicians who like don't even want to deal with this stuff. And I don't know. Like, what do you want me? I don't know what to tell them. You know, like they've obviously done the work as a musician. These are amazing musicians. But then, you know, they're where they're at right now. They just want someone else to do this hosting thing. And I mean, I don't know. That was kind of like the last post that Sir Hay Spencer said. You know, he just like felt bad for these musicians that didn't know there was a different option. But the only thing I'll say to that is like, just again, from my perspective, here I am trying to go down this path. And I'm basically saying it's freaking hard. You know, these are the problems I'm having. This didn't work. This didn't work. This tool was not set up. This thing couldn't do it. I tried to do this. That didn't work. And I'm being very vocal about what's not working. And, you know, imagine like a musician who does check out this podcast and was like, holy shit, Josh had all this problem. This is like not ready. And I just kind of feel, I get there's tension. I get there's obviously lots of mistrust. And I get how, and I honestly get how Wavelake seems like to an exchange in a bunch of self hosters. Totally get that. But it's still, I don't know. Here I am trying to actually do this and I'm finding it difficult. And so I'm just pointing out, it's very hard to do this self-hosted. I don't know what to say. I'm hoping by doing this, we're making it easier for the next person. Now I can do email signups in the split kit. So we're making progress. I feel like I'm helping move the needle by making it easier for the next person. That's what I'm hoping to do. I just, you know, I could sit here and shit on everybody for not listening to analog music, because I think that's obviously the superior thing. But I don't think I'll win anyone over to cassettes by telling you that listening to digital music sucks, which I personally think it sucks. But that's not going to convince you that cassettes are cool. What I'm hoping to do is like show you people that by making, you know, a cool cassette with cool artwork and like stickers and kind of like things in the cassette package that you can only get in the cassette, you can't do it digitally, things that are unique to a physical format, that people will look at and be like, holy shit, you know, what this guy's doing with cassettes are cool. I want to participate with the cassette. I want to get a cassette. Which you can only get a cassette by participating. I don't even freaking sell these things. Like, you participate in the zine, you get a cassette. That's, or you meet me at a conference and I just happen to be handing them out that day. So that's the only way I distribute these things. And so I feel like that is the way to push it forward. I don't know. So, I just feel sad. I kind of feel a little bit sad. I get that there's tension. I get there's hard feelings. I still, you know, it's a little bit discouraging to like see this kind of like instant jump on, is all I'm going to say. I'm not saying it's not deserved. I get there's animosity, but I don't know. Just documenting how I feel trying to do this. And yeah, today was a sad day, as you know, my kids would say. They come home from school and say they're sad. I just feel sad because, I don't know. I feel like there's more, what I will say on Wavelake, I kind of also don't get why they just don't allow the splits to go through. I mean, what would be cool? This would be my feedback for Wavelake, which I think would perhaps like bridge the gap, and I take it for what it is, but they have an option where they host it. Okay. And for hosting it, they're getting 10%, which, you know, whatever, that's people, specifically Sir Hay Spencer said, hey, that's not the issue. They could take 99%, if they wanted to, but then there's some of the other things that they are saying doesn't, which I don't have the history, so I can't complain. But what I would like to see, I guess, from Wavelake is a way to, hey, I'm self-hosting it, but you know, to get it, like, I guess it's the question is, just turns into the podcast index. Cause if I want I don't know. I guess that's what the podcast index is. I was just thinking, hey, if I could self-host it, but I give you my feed URL and then it would show up in the Wavelake platform, right? So it would like show up in the top charts. You know, they're not hosting the content. I don't know what they do with the splits. And basically what then it turns into is a nice GUI around podcast index, which I don't know, you know, I mean, I like podcast index, Dave Jones, all these people are doing great stuff. Like I think podcast index is pretty baller, but podcast index is also just this one guy and this one thing. I mean, like, I don't know, like how, you know, if you don't, I mean, I don't know. Like I'm asking cause I don't even know, but like, yeah, if podcast index, doesn't include it or whatever, if there's a problem, like it's, if you don't exist on podcast index, is that not the same as a centralized discovery? And you know, all these decentralized, and I've studied decentralized networks, right? And so like every new decentralized network, even like Tor, for example, in order to connect to Tor, the first thing you have to do is to get the list of like relays. Like there has to be, it's like a, this is like a hard problem. As I'm not trying to like shit on anybody. I'm just trying to point out these are like hard problems of like bootstrapping from like a decentralized thing. And so, yeah. Anyway, what I'm going to continue to do in podcasting 2.0, I think this is basically, I don't know. I just wanted to document this in case anyone, I really don't think that is that big of a deal. I just am a little sad. But I'm still working on the physical item splits. So I'm going to try to do that because I think that's pretty cool. Again, I don't think anyone gives a shit about physical item splits, you know, neither Wavelake nor these value for value. I think being Booberry tried it. I asked him and he didn't respond. So, yeah. It's like I don't, yeah, I'm going to listen to music offline and it'd just be, what I would think would be cool is you get a tape. Like I just got a bunch of tapes by doing an exchange on Nostr with somebody. How baller is that? And it'd be cool, you know, because these tapes came from Bandcamp. So I looked them up, which by the way, I freaking love Bandcamp, you know, because Bandcamp, these guys are releasing cassettes that I can buy cassettes and vinyl from these artists on Bandcamp. I cannot buy the value. Where can I buy a cassette from these guys doing value for value music? Like I can't do it. You know, this is, I want, you know, if these guys are selling it, how do I pay in sats to get a cassette for their music? How do I get the FLAC? I don't want an MP3, right? Everything on these, all these guys are sending MP3s. I don't want a compressed music format. And this is coming from someone who's listened to cassettes. I don't want an MP3. Okay. I can't get it on Bandcamp. I can get a Wave. I can get a FLAC. Okay. There's pros and cons to all this stuff. Okay. It's just frustrating to see like the stakes in the ground being set when I think there's more opportunities to work together. Anyway, so yeah, it would be cool. I got this cassette off Bandcamp. I got it in exchange for some of the zines that I sent this guy, Owen, hat tip Owen, he's baller on Nostr. And it's like, man, I would love to like zap this artist because this tape was pretty cool. Can't do it. You know, they're on Bandcamp. But imagine if there was an NFC sticker, like the things I did, and I could do it. How baller would that be? Physical, offline, paying the zaps, paying the boosts. This is, I think it's pretty cool. I realize that no one else, I think, kind of gives a shit about it. There's a few people, but like, you know, we're all coming at these from, I'm just saying we're all having different perspectives on in this. And, you know, I think we can figure out a Venn diagram that works. Last thing, the last comment I guess would have for Wavelake is just on the splits itself. I don't get why they're custodying the splits. Like that is one of the biggest complaints that the value for value have. And I completely agree with them. Like what, just put the split up there and let the splits flow just from like a custody of funds. There's no way I would do that. Like I would not want to take custody of people's funds. So I don't, maybe they explained it, but I would not want to do that. If I were them, my recommendation, honestly, on that would just be put the splits up there. And then that way the splits are transparent and they go through, you can see no one, I don't think has an issue with you taking 10%, but then like just show the split feed, you know, go through there. And then you don't have to take custody of these funds, which I would, as a security person, I would recommend that. Anyway, so I really am not trying to piss people off, but if you're not pissing people off, I guess you're not doing anything right. But I'm just trying to explain where I'm coming, how I'm doing this, and you know, where I want to go on this journey, and just document it, because, you know, in a couple of weeks, no one's going to remember this. You know, in 100 years, no one's going to remember any of us. Okay. Let's put everything in perspective. Okay. In 1,000 years, no one will remember Shakespeare. Like let's We're here on the, we're all on the same crew. We're on the earth together right now. I think we can try to work together. We're, but yeah, so let's make our mark. And, like, I think we'll get further by trying to work together. And, yeah, listen to cassettes, because if you're listening to digital music, you suck. So I'll leave it with that. And, yeah, hopefully this helps. Later.